T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
You're gonna get bored by baseball. Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
The most recent news is, as we sit here, is Verlander. So Verlander's talking to the Mets. What's your take on that? What's your take on Verlander's market?
Verlander's market is any team that is going for it for this year, but also for the next 3 years. Because what I've heard is that he's looking for a deal similar to what Max Scherzer had, where it's 4 years for him. I think Verlander's a year older. So it's going to take him to when he's 43, what he wants. But, you know, won the AL Cy Young Award, I believe, unanimously this year. So obviously, if anybody is going to be the Tom Brady of baseball, it's probably Justin Verlander. There are 4 elite pitchers on this market right now, the A tier, and they're Verlander, Jacob DeGrom, and Carlos Rondon from the Giants, who opted out of his contract. And then I think in the back of that end is Chris Bassett, also coming from the Mets, who's a little bit not quite the same level as those three, but compared to the rest of the market, that's the A tier. So Verlander is going to be able to get pretty much whatever he wants based on comparing it to Scherzer.
So when you hear about the Mets, smoke, fire, what is, you know, is it going to be doused quickly? It's always nice to hear that. I always add, you know, in full disclosure, every time I hear this time of year, so-and-so talk to so-and-so, so-and-so have interest in so-and-so, I know what's going on, man. I know a lot of times, I know how it works. If you're a writer and you say so-and-so talked or has interest, it's easy. It's good for business. But you know what teams, almost all teams do? They talk and they have interest with a lot of guys. Now, that said, crazy Steve, Uncle Steve, and with the Mets, do you buy what they're selling when it comes to Mets and Verlander?
So, I completely agree with you there. That is, you know, it's a great way to get clicks, just saying that so-and-so talked to so-and-so. In the case of the Mets, with how much money they've been throwing over the last year, left and right at whatever free agent, I think that it's safe to say that they're at least interested in him. I don't know if I'm the Mets and I lost in the wild card round after, you know, throwing all this money at free agents and having a luxury tax named after my owner. I don't know if I'm going to want to try this same strategy. I don't know if I'm going to want to bring a second guy who's going to be in his 40s this season to the top of that rotation. At the same time, he is the best pitcher available. So in this case, I do think that there's a genuine interest there.
You'd rather have him than DeGrom?
I mean, DeGrom's already with them, though. And DeGrom has, yeah. I mean, the interest that we're here, like, what I've heard with DeGrom is that he wants to go to Texas. So if you lose DeGrom, and also, I mean, going back to that also, and this was some controversy on my ranking list. I ranked Verlander ahead of DeGrom because.
Well, that's why I'm asking. That's why.
Yeah.
That's when you say that, you said, he's the best pitcher in the market.
Yeah, he is.
And I know that, you know, well, DeGrom's not with anybody. He's got 2 free agents, right?
Yeah. So
you say, I love this. This is actually a good conversation that we stumbled upon. Verlander versus DeGrom. Who do you got?
So here's the thing. If you're going by pure stuff, it's DeGrom. I think that there's a case that DeGrom has the best stuff in all of baseball. The problem is that DeGrom hasn't been able to stay on the mound healthy for an entire season in a significant amount of time. Whereas Verlander just got past, he had Tommy John surgery, missed effectively two seasons, but he showed he was healthy this year. You don't win the Cy Young Award without staying healthy the entire season. And I'm looking at a guy that managed to somehow get to, 38 years old without needing Tommy John surgery? In this day and age, that's practically unheard of. So I look at somebody like Verlander and I see somebody that's obsessive with staying healthy. And I look at DeGrom and I see somebody who's also an excellent pitcher. But if I'm paying the amount of money that I'm going to have to, for either of these guys, I want him making as many starts as possible. You know, it's like that old saying goes, you don't make the club in the tub. It's the same thing. You're not going to be able to help the team win if you're not on the field. And I think Verlander is the guy that is more likely to stay healthy.
What's Scherzer? Remind me, what's Scherzer's deal?
Oh, gosh. I think it was like $4 million at 30. Sorry, 4 years at 30 plus per year. I don't know. Something crazy.
So anyway,
like that.
Let's play this game. Let's stay with the Verlander DeGrom. If you're going to say you're going to give up a guy, you're going to give a guy 3 years. 3 years at, you know, I don't know. Let's go crazy. $40 million a year. Which guy are you giving it to?
Verlander.
Ooh.
I'm not even thinking about that either. I would say Verlander.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
I don't believe that DeGrom has had that big injury yet where he misses an entire year. And he's in his mid-30s. How long is that? He's already missed extended period of time in the last couple of seasons. How long is he going to be able to last throwing 102 miles an hour, you know?
That's a good one, though. It's a good one. And you mentioned the Rangers. You know, like this, I mean, this again, this comes back to the games that we play. And it's no accident that Jacob DeGrom has interest in playing with the Texas Rangers. You know who is going to be the most overtly active team when it comes to trying to secure a top of the rotation pitcher? It is the Texas Rangers.
If not more than one, with the amount that they put into investing last year, and they still were they last this year or were they second to last? They definitely didn't make the playoffs.
They were last because Oakland was last. So
oh, that's right. Yeah, they're in the West.
Yeah, but it's one of the things. Yeah, I mean, I think that you look at it that Texas with both. You're right. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they get two guys, maybe as free agent. One free agent, one with a trade, whatever. But I love that. I love the Verlander versus DeGrom thing because I'm with you. Like I don't think you're wrong. But it's also for the DeGrom fans who say, oh well, you're putting basing your argument on the fact that he hasn't had this injury and it's just a matter of time before he has this injury. Okay, sure, I guess, you know, but still, it's. There's no easy answers when it comes to this stuff, especially when you get the guys in their mid to late 30s. I mean, Verlander is just a freak. I mean, that's just – but you're right. I mean, I think if you look at all the things considered, Ed, the physical nature, what he's coming off of, also his mentality, the ability to adjust as he has over the last couple of years, I think I'm kind of with you. I think I'm kind of with you with that.
I mean, you're happy as a fan if you get either guy. That's the thing. Like, there's no loser if you're getting
if someone pays, like, listen, that's the great thing about this. Even with free agents that people don't want, they're happy they got them. Right?
I mean, 100%. Like, I'll be excited about, like, the team that I'm rooting for is linked to so-and-so. Oh, they brought in somebody else. I'll do a little bit of reading about that guy. I'll be convinced. Sure. Yeah. It'd be great here.
Right. Because it's like, oh, well, you know, you paid the money. We're paying money. But they're not when you aren't happy, which is when either you don't do anything or you do like the bargain basement thing, which I honestly sometimes works out. I mean, sometimes it works out, but that's not what fans want. Fans want the shock and awe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.